Well, here we go again. It's Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're just talking with one entrepreneurial leader after another. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and welcome back. Thanks to all our listeners. And thanks to my guest host, who always makes it fun and playful for me, Peter Meyerson. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's great to be here.
Right. And we know you made a commitment earlier that you're coming all year in one of the earlier shows, not this one today, but an earlier show. I'm sure you don't remember.
I don't.
Our next guest, probably indirectly as a result of our relationship with the fabulous Mark Z, if you're listening, Mark Z, Joe Chatham, founder and managing partner, USA 500 Clubs. Wonderful. I always hear about USA 500. I've been hearing about it for years. So now our listeners can hear as well.
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
Great. Tell us about it.
USA 500 is a what I call a high caliber business or relationship marketing organization. Some would say networking, where we bring together, our goal is to fill rooms with the right people. And if we fill the rooms with the right people, a natural result of that will be great relationships and then subsequent business developed between the members.
That's simple enough. How did you get into it?
Serendipitously. I moved here from California 10 years ago. I'm a native Angeleno. And when I moved out here, I had two friends who had an organization in California, a networking organization, and they said, hey, why don't you open something out on the East Coast for us? It'll work for us. It'll work for you. You can get to know some people. That organization was called Provisors. So I opened Provisors, and I built the first 300 members of Provisors and first, I guess, a dozen or so chapters. And in May of 2013, the two partners who were my friend, one bought the other one out. And then 3 months after buying the one partner out, the other one died. So the buying partner ended up passing away. So within 3 months, I literally had no relationships with the founders of the organization because they were no longer involved with the organization, one being gone and one being bought out. So some friends talked to me about starting something on my own. And so we decided to start USA 500, and very quickly it took off. I never in my wildest dreams would have expected it to take off like it did. It wasn't my primary job. I was a mortgage banker for 25 years, mostly under my own roof, based out of Westlake Village, California. And so we started building it, and it just took off to the point that in October of 2015, I sold the mortgage business and took on USA 500 100%.
And how many groups are there now?
33, from Manchester, New Hampshire, down as far south as we have three groups in Manhattan, two in White Plains, three in Connecticut, two in Providence, and then 23 or 24 in Massachusetts, mostly in the greater Boston area.
And why do you think it's drawn so much appeal? What do you think the unique selling proposition is for business people looking to build business?
I think that the onslaught of all this technology that enables us to reach out to a million people at one time actually has created sort of a whiplash effect, which is people want to go back to the old school thinking, which is I want to look someone in the eye, I want to shake their hand, I want to know that I like them, that I trust them, that I respect them, and that I can do business with them, and even more importantly, I can refer my clients over to them. So I think that people, everybody in this room, with the exception of you, are all over, 50 years old. And so
not him, he just aged faster.
But we're used to the old school. We all talk about how, in our day, or our fathers talk about it. In our day, we shook hands, and that's how business was done.
When I started my consulting firm, Mage, in 1985, the first thing I did was join a networking group.
Right.
And that I would tell you that networking group, which I was a member of for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years until it disbanded, was the basis for me building my whole company.
Sure. No, I mean, networking is if you, I call, again, I call it relationship
it's
marketing.
Before social networking, that's what social networking is.
Right, right. And people have said to me, how did you think of this idea? Number one, I didn't think of the idea. It's been around for thousands of years, right, since the first cavemen bartered between each other and figured out how to help each other out. That's what networking's always been. The difference between myself and, say, the big dog on the block would be BNI, you know, they're international, 250,000 members, something like that, or Provisors or Gotham, or there's any number of very good groups out there. You know, what we try to focus on for USA 500, and I think that most of our members would agree with this, is the quality of our members, not as people, but as the types of professions. So a typical group USA 500 will be 65% attorneys and accountants, 10% what we call centers of influence. Centers of influence for us are in-house counsel, media, for example, like Mass Lawyers Weekly or something like that, and then the nonprofit, and then the remaining 25% will be financial services, consulting, commercial services, commercial banking, things like that. So, and that 10% that we talked about, that I spoke about being the centers of influence, those particular members, we give them free memberships because we know that they are commerce generating type of organizations, or they can bring recognition to my members. So, you know, there's no quid pro quos, but it's helpful to have those people in a group, and it's also a give back. So all the nonprofits get a free membership, and they're around a lot of very successful people. On top of that, we have several other benchmarks that we aim for, that they're at least 15 years in business, partner level, although we do have a rising star program for some younger members. But for the most part, our members are going to have 15 years of experience, be partner level, like I said, and I already told you the percentages of people we want in the room as far as professions.
Do you limit the size of the groups? And how often do they meet?
Our meetings are monthly, as opposed to weekly, like some other organizations. They're two-hour meetings monthly. You join one particular club, and then one thing that's very unique about our organization, once you join a club, you're a member of the whole organization.
Right.
So it's not a franchise-based chapter system. It is, you join, for example, Financial District 1 Club. Once you're a member of Financial District 1, you can go to any of the meetings I mentioned from New York, you know, from Manhattan to Manchester. And you're welcome to the group as an equal member. And you can go to as many as you like, as many times as you like. So we, on some days, have up to 4 meetings in a day. And people could, if they can make, you know, if they could be in a couple places at once, they could certainly go to a couple meetings. We have several night meetings as well as an afternoon meeting.
I'm sort of curious, and I don't want to, I mean, it's obviously been successful for you, but it strikes me that 65% lawyers and accountants, it just seems like high. I mean, I've been to some of these networking.
Speaking as a lawyer.
Speaking as a lawyer.
Reformed lawyer.
Okay.
A reformed lawyer.
We call them recovering attorneys.
He's with, yeah. We'll go there another day. So, I mean, what is your... Why do you have such a, what I think of as a relatively high percentage?
What area of law did you practice?
Corporate.
Okay, so you were an M&A attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I were to ask you, and the question I'll deflect for a second, but if I ask you, where did you get most of your business?
They're all referrals.
But from probably other attorneys?
Some. You know, once you get into business, I mean, I would get a lot of referral work from my clients.
Sure.
I mean, that was probably my largest source.
We do a legal show.
Right.
And it's sponsored by Tarlo Reed Hart and Rogers.
Know them well.
You know them well. And Mark Furman does the show. I don't know if Mark's in the USA 500, but I know the firm is. And he likes the legal shows because he says he gets 90% of his business from other attorneys.
That's right. And we can't control whether you get business from your clients, obviously. That's just being a happy client. But most attorneys, when I get asked that question almost every time a prospect comes in the door and says, I'm interested in joining, why so many attorneys? Because attorneys refer to attorneys. Attorneys understand what one thing that's great about attorneys is they understand what they don't know. And because of the litigious nature of law, they don't want to try to practice in areas outside
of
their own.
You are too kind. But I know why Mark Z is now a member, because his life is around attorneys.
Right, right. And so attorneys tend to be, and because of the restrictions on marketing, they naturally are referrers. And if you look at most attorneys outside of, say, intellectual property or something like that, they tend to be liberal arts educated. They tend to be very social people. And they tend to mix with other attorneys, and therefore they create a lot of opportunities for each other.
We are speaking with Joe Chatham, founder and managing partner, USA 500s, with Peter Meyerson. This is a group I've heard about almost every business person I know who's aggressively doing well and growing their business as a member of some form of USA 500 group locally. So I'm a big fan indirectly. Joe, if somebody else is looking to put that little edge into their business and help it out a lot, how could they find you?
They can go to www.usa500clubs.com, and at the top there'll be a button that says request a guest membership. We offer qualified members 90 days to vet us. They can come to meetings. We require that they go to at least two meetings in that 90-day period. While they're vetting us, we're also vetting them. We make sure that we do an audit of their website. We make sure their LinkedIn and everything is consistent. We make sure that they meet our parameters. So one thing I would like to warn your audience is, or not warn, but just to make them aware, is that we don't have a lot of our platform only supports certain professions, and that's primarily law, accounting, financial services, and say business consulting. We don't have, for example, residential real estate or residential PNC. We don't deal with people who own window treatment companies. All perfectly great professions.
Those are different
businesses. But it
just
doesn't fit our model.
I understand. Very professional group. Thanks for being on the show again today, and we hope you come back again.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Great. And we're going to be right back after this break on Radio Entrepreneurs.